What I bring is just my work ethic. I feel like, I know it's cliche, but I do have a motor that's nonstop. I'm just always going after the ball, always going to give the team that takes me everything I have. Have I ever beat him in any competition? Yes. Yes, and he'll admit it too. We compete all the time growing up. I beat both my brothers in many things. They beat me in many things as well. You're not always going to win. You're not always going to lose in that house. I'd pick up basketball, growing up, flag football, anything. We compete in any eating contest. It really doesn't matter.
I got two little guys who are 4 and 6. They fight over everything. What was it like with you guys?
Yeah. It was a little bit more with Derek and I. We were 2 years apart in age as well, so we fought over a lot. We didn't really see how much we cared about each other until we grew up, and now I love my brother to death, so don't be worried at all.
Can you say that again? Sorry.
Yeah. It's huge. Obviously, he's put together a really good game plan on how to do it, and he's done really well for himself and really well for the whole state of Wisconsin and the town of Pewaukee where he grew up in. He kind of gave me the blueprint of how to do it. Obviously, he's done really good things, and I'm going to try to follow in his footsteps but blaze my own trail at the same time. To be honest with you, it doesn't matter where I'm drafted, who I'm drafted to. Obviously, it would be great to be a first-round draft choice, but second, third, fourth, it really doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't matter where I go either. No matter where I go, I'm going to keep my mouth shut and just work as hard as I can and play ball. I do not have a formal Texans meeting. Packers meeting, yes, I will. I feel like early on when JJ started first blowing up, I didn't know how to handle it. But now definitely I love it. My brother is the best defensive player to ever play the game, in my opinion. Obviously I'm biased. But when you play the sport of football and you have your role model, the person you look up to, a phone call away or a text away, it's special. And he does it so well and so right that I'm just trying to replicate what he does. Coach Chris eventually, or he was the first one to kind of tell me that I should start thinking about switching over to defense. Coach Tim Tibisar taught me everything I know at outside linebacker at Wisconsin, from just little things like my first step to dropping in coverage to pass rush. The hardest thing for me was just the steep learning curve. Playing offense for most of my life, I always knew where I was going. I wasn't really reacting to different players and different plays. So just kind of reacting to different plays and also dropping in coverage was new to me. But I feel like at this point in my game, I'm pretty well at everything I do. Vince helped me a lot. Going into that room, you got Vince Beagle and Joe Schobert, two really good players to learn off of. So they taught me a lot of things just from how to watch film or how to approach certain blocks. And I can't thank Vince enough for that. I have not. I meet with them tonight. RJ Gonser with CAA. Yeah, obviously, first of all, I would love to finish my education at Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. I love the fans. I love my teammates there as well. I keep in touch daily with them. And I wanted to win a national championship just like anyone else in college football. But at the same time, I felt like I have a great support system. This is what I've been wanting to do since I was a little kid, and the opportunity finally was realistic. I've always wanted to play in the NFL, but obviously it wasn't a realistic option until I played at a high level in college. And once that opportunity came, I couldn't say no. Yeah. To be honest with you, that never crossed my mind because that was my first ever start. I was nervous as heck just to play in that game. But Lambeau Field is a special place. It has a special place in my heart just because growing up, I would go up there with some buddies and watch the games. And it was just a crazy atmosphere. It is an atmosphere like I've never experienced before. And the fans all came out, and it was just an unbelievable day. to come out, you're saying? I don't know if there was ultimately one thing that swung it. Like I said, I have a great support staff and my brothers that I talk to extensively, and then my parents as well. So just kind of towards the end of the season, this early December, just kind of bouncing ideas off each other, realizing that it was a realistic option that I could come out. Because to be honest with you guys, I didn't really think about it at all throughout the whole season until the end. It was not one thing that really just swayed it. It was more so the confidence that I can do this. I know what it takes by watching JJ go through it, and I'm ready to do it myself. Spring ball this past season. I played linebacker all last year, but I was like a three technique in pass rush situations, just an interior guy, and then I played a little bit on the edge in late minutes in games and certain things like that situationally. And then this past spring when I was a starter and I got more and more reps, more and more comfortable, now I truly like a field linebacker. Yeah, so we're interchangeable. We've done it in practice a lot, but when it came to games, I was the boundary. He was the field. The field does a little bit more on the coverage side of things, and we just did that because Vince was in the system more. He kind of felt more comfortable in space. But I also did my fair share of dropping as well, just a little bit more. Run support on the edge. No, not at all. I haven't had time to think. I've been busy my whole time here. So I think on draft night when I kind of sit down with my family, I'm not going to have a huge gathering. Just sit down with the people that are close to me and just relax and kind of take it all in. It'll be a really special moment. Yeah, there's a mixture of both. Obviously, the number one thing that I tell teams is that I'm scratching the surface. I've only played defense for 18 or 20 months, so if I can do all the things that I did this past year, then what can I do when I'm under the tutelage of an NFL coach? But obviously, lack of film, lack of experience is a point that's came across, but I feel like it's not a problem at all with my work ethic and obviously, like I said, with the bloodlines and all that. Jim Leonard, he's going to be a great guy. He's going to get the most out of those guys. He's really loose. He lets the players play and kind of have their own personality, and that's what Wisconsin defense is all about. Yeah. No, if he could get out there, he would, and it would be awesome. I'm really looking forward to watching them play because they play with such swagger, and I want to see if they keep it up. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's far from broke. That Wisconsin defense is going to be the real deal this upcoming year. Yes, sir. Yeah. You said it's crazy. Don't be surprised at how much stuff they have you doing is the number one thing he told me. And just be yourself because you really don't have free time here. And just enjoy the process because it does get tiring. You don't get much sleep, but you can't get lazy and create an attitude because everyone here is going through the same situation. Is Derek Lewis a better resource because he's been through it more recently? Yeah, but he didn't unfortunately get to go to the combine, so that's why I bounced ideas off of JJ for this experience. But, yeah, Derek, as far as connections, I've run into so many coaches that coached Derek last year at the East-West Shrine Game. It's great. Anytime you're in the same sense as a guy like that, it's an awesome comparison. But I personally don't shape my game off of anyone else. Yeah, he's one of the best players to ever do it. Why not take that comparison, you know? The number one thing that I love about my brother's play is the way he does it. He is 100% all out every single play. You're not going to catch him loafing. You'll catch him in pursuit. He's a game changer, a real guy that every single play he can make a play. And that's how I want to be viewed. On every single time I'm out on the field, I want to be making the play.